gentlemen, we're going to announce the five top winners for the first week of the Listerine Toothpaste Nylon Contest. But first, we want to remind you that this is a weekly contest. Every week, 56 pairs of top-quality nylons are given away as prizes. Now, if you haven't already sent in an entry, get busy and send one in today. Simply complete the following sentence in 25 words or less. I like Listerine Toothpaste because... And you stand to win as many as a full dozen pairs of precious nylons of note by Whole Foods. Famous quality nylons, which feature three different leg lengths in each stocking size. You can send in as many entries as you like. A little later, we'll give you the three easy rules which must be followed exactly for each entry you send in. So have pencil and paper handy. Now remember, this is a weekly contest. Entries will be judged in each week's contest as they come in. Winners of the first five prizes are Miss Lula Emma Dunlop, Rembert, South Carolina, 12 pairs of lovely nylons of note by Whole Foods. 6 pairs to Miss Grace Bradley, Port Huron, Michigan. Another 6 pairs of these beautiful stockings to Mrs. Golden Ebert, Cuba City, Wisconsin. And 6 more pairs to Mrs. N.C. Moore, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Once again, 6 pairs to Mrs. Gertrude Riviera, New Bedford, Massachusetts. And remember, 10 more lucky winners will receive 2 pairs each. Get your entry for this easy contest in today. Be ready with your pencil to take down the rules a little later on in this program. And yet she is that smiling, bright morning star, our best leading lady, Miss Billy Burke.
Good morning, everybody.
Now let's look in at the little White House on Sunnyview Drive. It's a lovely summer morning. In the front room, Miss Burke is putting up some curtains while Brother Julius lies on the sofa, his feet up, his hands behind his head.
I tell you, Billy, being an inventor is wonderful. No boss, no running to the office every day.
Oh, yes, it is nice. Think of all the men who have to get up every morning and punch an alarm clock. How are the inventions coming along, dear?
Oh, great, great. Don't tell anyone, Billy, but I'm working on a new idea.
Oh, my.
Electric wallpaper.
Electric wallpaper?
Yeah.
You mean with currents in it?
Sure. Heats the house. Gives off light. Think of it. With my new wallpaper, no furnace, no light globes, no nothing.
Wonderful. My, that is a good idea, isn't it? You're so smart, Julius. It always makes me feel proud to tell people you're an inventor.
Well, thank you, Billy.
Someday maybe you'll be a famous inventor like Lord Tennyson, who invented tennis. Or the doctor who discovered that new drug, Peninsula, you know?
Yeah. Could be. Of course, it takes time, and I'm not making any money out of it right now, but I'll sell one of my ideas one of these days, and then just watch.
Yes, naturally, Julius. Nobody expects inventors to make money right away. First, you have to be discovered and exploited. You have to go from pillar to postage.
Who's at the door?
Looks like a messenger from Western Union.
Are you sure?
Well, he's wearing a Western Union suit. What is it, Daisy?
A telegram for you, Mr. Julius.
Me? Wonder who it's from.
My goodness, open it. Don't keep us in suspense. Who's it from, Julius?
Why, it's from some attorney, see?
Oh, dear, what is some four attorneys? Radigan, Pluto, Pepper, Dimps, and Smith.
Goodness, that sounds like the formula for the atomic bomb.
It certainly does.
Listen to me. You and your sister have been named to receive a portion of the estate of your late uncle, Ethan Burke, according to the will. This, however, is with reservations and conditions.
Oh.
Our Mr. Smith will call on you the 29th. Trust you are both busy and productive. Signed, Pluto, Radigan, Pluto, Pepperdine, and Smith.
What does it mean, Julius?
It means we're going to inherit part of Uncle Ethan's estate, part of his money.
My
gosh, isn't that great, Billy?
I wonder what they mean by with reservations and conditions.
Huh? Oh, I don't know. Our Mr. Smith will call on you the 29th. Mm-hmm. Today, Billy, hope you are both busy and productive.
Why does he keep saying that?
I have a hunch. Uncle Ethan was a stickler for work. I'll bet that he put something in his will that we get the money if we're busy and productive. Probably that's why this guy Smith is coming out here. Holy smoke, I got to go out and clean up my workshop. Look like I'm busy anyway. Call me if he comes, Billy.
Well, call him, Julius. Wait, what about me? Oh, goodness, I'm not very busy, you know, or productive. Oh, dear. Well, I've got to find something to do. Oh, just living that silly, stupid life. Oh, Oh, dear. Where's the paper, Daisy?
Something happened to Stuart?
Well, yes, I have to find a job, Daisy. Uncle Ethan is going to leave Julia some of his estate if we're both busy and productive.
What kind of job are you going to get?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. There must be something I can do. Here's a help wanted column. Let's see. Here's a boxing instructor wanted. Well, I don't think I'm suited for that.
No.
I don't have any big gloves. All minor wanted. Easy work, soft, cold. Well, that wouldn't be so good. Here is one, Daisy.
What's that?
Wanted lady to train animals. Must be experienced. See Mr. Biglow. Here's the address, too. Daisy, I could do that. I've had lots of experience with animals.
Yeah, but what kind?
Oh, bunny rabbits and puppy dogs and white mice. I think that would be delightful. I'm going right down and see that Mr. Biglow. He's at Burnham, Burnham and Biglow's.
Burnham and Biglow? Let's bring that for circles.
How exciting, Daisy. Imagine working for a circus. Oh, we'll all have three tickets. I'm Jimmy Burke. Are you Mr. Biglow?
That's me, lady. What's on your mind?
On my mind? Oh, well, I'd like to apply for the position. The one in the paper?
Ever handle animals?
Oh, goodness, yes, lots of them. When it comes to animals, I'm a vegetarian.
Have a luck with cats.
Oh, cats? Oh, my, yes, I was raised with them.
Oh, brought up with an animal, shall we?
Yes, practically. Mama used to say that Papa was an old bear.
Yeah, you look pretty small for the cat.
Neighborhood, I have a way with them. Goodness, I raised all kinds of cats.
Yeah, but ours are pretty wild.
Oh, well, that won't bother me, Mr. Biglow. I'll have them eating off my hand in no time.
Well, you seem to have plenty of nerve. That's what it takes. We'll try out. The job pays $100 a week to start.
$100? Gracious. A person could retire in a short time in a job like this.
Yeah. Our last trainer retired in 4 days.
In 4 days? My, he must have been frisky.
We'll start this afternoon. And out of the tent in a half hour before the first show, I'll explain the routine.
Now, that really sounds wonderful, Mr. Biglow.
And I will have to give you another name. We'll bill you as Madame Missoula.
Madame Missoula. Well, I like that. It's nice and refined.
Yeah, and I gotta find a partner for you.
Partner, man partner.
Yeah. Know of anybody?
Will he get $100 a week, too?
Yeah.
I have just a man for you, my brother Julius.
Is he good with the cat?
Oh, he'll be marvelous, Miss Biglow. Those cats will climb all over him.
Hi,
oh, they always do. He loves it.
Well, he sounds like a rugged character.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's hired. What's his name?
His name? Oh, well, you could call him the Great Maltese.
Hey, that's not bad.
I don't know.
Madame Lazoo and the Great Maltese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sounds like a great act. I'll furnish your equipment. Here's your whip.
What, whip?
Yeah.
Goodness, I never use a whip on cats.
How do you control them?
Well, I just simply say, you're pretty, 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 pretty.
Lady, I wonder if you and me are talking about the same kind of cat.
Certainly, Mr. Biglow. Don't be worried. Merely because I love the darlings, after all. As I always say, Mr. Biglow, cats are cats.
The time has come, folks, the time to give you the simple rules for our nylon contest. You got a pencil handy? There are only three rules, and they must be followed exactly in order to qualify for the prizes. The nylons of notes by Whole Proof. One, complete the following sentence in 25 words or less. I like Listerine toothpaste because. Two, write or print your entry together with your name, address, and stocking size. Be sure to also include your leg length, short, medium, or long. Three, enclose the side or facsimile of the side of a Listerine toothpaste box. But, and this is important, the size you enclose must be the one that carries the Good Housekeeping seal. Mail your entry to Listerine Contest, Post Office Box 491, Times Square, New York, 18, New York. You can send in as many entries as you want, friends. Only be certain that each entry has your name, address, stocking size, and the side of a Listerine toothpaste box with it. Don't forget, there's a separate contest every week. And 56 pairs of beautiful nylons of note by Whole Proof will be awarded each week. First prize is 12 pairs, 4 additional prizes of 6 pairs each, and 10 extra prizes of 2 pairs each. Get in this week's contest by mailing your entry or entries today. Remember the address, Listerine Contest, Post Office Box 491, Times Square, New York 18, New York. And now back to Miss Burns. Having been hired by Mr. Bigelow for the job with the Burnham and Bigelow Circus, Miss Burns hurries home to tell Julius and Daisy the good news. Entering the back door, she meets Daisy in the kitchen.
Oh, Daisy, this is really our lucky day. Where's Brother Julius?
He's in the front room, Miss Billy. The man is here. That Mr. Snitz from that raggedy man, Pluto Rip Snort Gruffer Box.
Daisy, you sound so funny. How are he and Julius getting along? Is everything on the up to Daisy?
Oh, I don't eavesdrop, Miss Billy.
Well, you must have heard something, just a trickle here and there.
Well, what from what come trickling in here? It don't sound so good. Mr. Julius has been acting like a Philadelphia lawyer.
Well, I don't see how he could do that. He's never been in Philadelphia, you know.
Oh,
here he comes.
Oh, don't breathe, Daisy.
I thought I heard you
coming,
Billy. Good night. Where have you been?
Well, I've been doing things, Julius. I just oodled and poodled the things to tell you. I just changed my name.
You just changed your name?
Yes. From hitherto, hence, and yon, I am going to be known as Madame Mazzula.
Who?
Madame Mazzula, the cat lady.
Billy Burke, what in heaven's name have you been doing now?
I have a job, Julius, with the circus. $100 a week. Think of it. That's almost $200 a month, Julius.
You have a job.
Yes?
Good night. That's what I need. I was right, Billy. Old Uncle Ethan put it in his will. You and I get our share of the estate only if we're employed and working. The old slave driver.
But you're an inventor. You work out there in your inventory.
Smith doesn't approve of it. He calls it a hobby. Well, we're going to lose out, Billy. He claims that I don't have a job.
You needn't worry, Julius, dear. We are going to fool him. I have a job for you, Julius.
You have where?
At the circus. You get $100 a week, too. You're going to be the great Maltese.
Me?
Certainly, we're going to be an act, you and I, Madame Mazzula, and the great Maltese. Isn't it exciting?
It's fantastic.
Oh,
but it's wonderful. $100 a week,
yes,
for each of us, mm-hmm, and we're employed.
Yes.
We get our share of the estate. Billy, you're sensational.
Oh, well.
How did you do it?
Well, it was as simple as falling off an apple cart. I just walked into Mr. Bigelow's office, and we were hired in the twinkling of an eye.
Oh, this is the greatest thing you've ever done. But why the silly names, the great Maltese and Madame Mazzula? What do we have to do?
That's the wonderful part of it, Julius. All we have to do is handle cats.
Cats?
Cats! Cats!
Sweet, gentle, furry little kitty cats.
In the circus?
Well, of course. That's what Mr. Bigelow said. We were going to handle cats. I can't think of anything easier, can you?
Billy Burke, do you know what a circus cat is?
Well, no, I've never really seen a circus cat, but I suppose it's like any other cat, only with brighter colors and probably bells on it.
Billy, in circus language, a cat is a lion.
A cat is a lion? You mean one of those baby lions?
And tigers.
Oh, but Mr. Bigelow didn't say anything about tiger lions. He just said cat.
I know. He said cat.
Cat, yes.
Yeah, and that means lions and tigers.
Oh, no.
No wonder it pays $100 a week.
Well, I don't understand it, Julia. He just thinks.
Never mind. You and your great ideas.
Well,
now we are finished. What am I going to tell Smith?
Well, that Mr. Smith is getting restless in there, Mr. Julius.
What's he doing?
He's pacing up and down like a caged lion.
No! Don't say that!
Did I say so?
Suppose I'll have to go in and tell him that we don't have jobs. We're throwing a fortune right out the window.
No, wait, Julius. You need the money for your invention. Let's not throw the sponge cake. Maybe he can think of something.
I am not going to think about lions.
But how do we know? Maybe the lions won't bite.
Well, we're not climbing in the cage to find out.
Well,
I've gone through a lot of your dizzy schemes, but this is where I draw the line.
Julius?
Oh, I've got to go in there. I can't leave Smith waiting all afternoon. He said he had to catch a train in an hour.
You mean he's leaving town in an hour?
That's what he said. He said to do. Hey! That's an idea. We could tell him that we have the job, and then after he leaves.
No, that wouldn't be honest, Julius. That would be dirty work at the cross patch.
No. Why would it be? We do have a job now. We'd be telling the truth.
It's absolutely legal.
No. We'll just tell him that we're employed at the circus. Then after he goes, we call up Mr. Bigelow and we tell him that we've changed our...
Oh, no.
It is simple. It's wonderful. Come on, Billy.
No, Julius, I don't...
Billy, this is Mr. Smith of Radigan, Futrell, Pepperdine, and Smith. Smith, my sister, Billy Burke.
A pleasure, Miss Burke. Indeed, great.
How do you do, Mrs. Smith? I hope Mr. Pluto and Mr. Peppermint and Mr. Redigan are all well.
Oh, yes, they are great, thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Redigan and Mr. Pluto have been away for some time.
Oh?
They're working in the appellate court.
Yes. How you did it, Billy? Where did you find another gas tank?
Oh, I found one.
Where?
Oh, you'll find out. It's going to be delivered right away, the man said. And when I told him it was for Colonel Smith, the man on the telephone was just so nice.
How much is the tank going to cost?
Well, I didn't want to ask him embarrassing questions. Not for a simple little thing like a gasoline tank.
Oh.
I suppose it'll cost $1 or $1.50.
Something wrong about this. You ordered a gasoline tank for Fitz's car. Now, what kind of a car is it?
I don't know. But he didn't want a whole car, just a tank.
Billy, there's a difference. Didn't the man on the telephone ask you what kind of a car the tank was to fit?
No. He simply said it would be delivered.
Who did you order it from?
The man.
The man! Who? What company?
I can't see why you're getting so excited, Julius. I ordered it out of that catalog Gussie brought over. All those things the army is selling.
Then why in the world didn't you say
so? I thought I had said so. I don't know.
What's that noise?
Okay, no, for gracious. Oh, maybe they're digging up the street again.
No, it couldn't be. They just dug it up last week.
Well, there's something going on across the street.
What's going on, Daisy?
Well, I'm not rightfully sure. Look, but I don't believe it.
Daisy, you're not making sense. Did somebody have an accident?
Well, you better come see for yourself.
I'm beginning to think that everyone in this house is insane.
Well, just come out here in the front window.
Gee, I...
Good heavens. What are they building in Colonel Fitz's front yard?
Well, do you both see what I see?
Oh, no. Billy Burke, do you know what you've done?
What have I done?
You ordered a tank from the army. That's it, in his front yard. A General Sherman day. Billy Burke.
General Sherman, but I ordered just a tank. I didn't order just...
You got it.
But, well, they just have to take it back. That's not the right kind.
How can they take it back? The guys who delivered it have gone. And there the thing sits in his front yard. Oh, really, if Fitz comes home and finds it there, he'll explode.
Well, we better do something with it. Hide it somewhere.
Hide it in the coat closet, I suppose.
No, it wouldn't fit in the coat closet.
We've got to move it. Take it someplace, any place, before Fitz comes home.
But now we don't have a gasoline tank.
Billy Burke, please. I'm trying to control myself.
Well, I'm
glad. We've got to move that big chunk of iron off Colonel Fitz's lawn now, immediately.
Do you know how to drive one of them, Miss Julius?
No, I've never been in one in my life.
Well, don't worry, Julius. I can drive. Certainly. I guess I can drive a silly old tank. Why, the man at the auto driving school said I could drive him to destruction, and that's a long way.
A baby smile always has what it takes, regardless of teeth. But mothers know that baby charms can't last forever. They know that in years to come, the charm of that smile may depend a great deal on bright, sparkling teeth. That's why so many smart mothers have their children start early with Listerine toothpaste, a cleansing prescription for your teeth. It's specially created for pinpoint cleansing, you know. Even helps clean many of those tiny pinpoint flaws in tooth enamel, so small and so hard to reach that a less efficient dentifrice might miss them. Yet some authorities say that more than 3 out of 4 cases of decay. Just think of it, 3 out of 4 begin in these pinpoint cracks. So isn't it a sensible precaution to use Listerine toothpaste, a precaution for pinpoint cleansing? And to see what Listerine toothpaste can do for your smile, just try it for 5 days. Yes, we said 5 days. At the end of that time, you'll say...
Toothpaste for me.
the little white house on Sunny Dew Drive, the storm clouds are gathering. The tank which Miss Burke ordered from the Army surplus store for Colonel Fitz's car has turned out to be a giant General Sherman tank, parked at the moment on Colonel Fitz's front lawn. Miss Burke and Julius and Daisy have hurried across the street. The question now, how to get the huge tank out of the colonel's yard before he comes home.
How to get inside that fool thing? Where's the door?
It's so big and it doesn't have any wheels.
It doesn't use wheels. It crawls like a caterpillar.
Like one of those military caterpillars?
Let me think. Has to be some way to get inside.
Maybe there's someone in there now. Hello? Is there anyone in there?
Oh, don't be silly. Of course there's no one in there. Oh, I know. The hatch. There's a hatch on the top.
You mean a chicken hatch?
That's how we get in.
Oh, well, you're going to be able to do anything when you get in there, Mr. Julius.
I don't know, Daisy. All I can do is try.
Be careful, Julius. Don't scratch the paint with your shoes.
Out of my way now. I'm going up on top.
Well, wait for me, Julius.
And both you stay down there.
And let you go in there all alone. No, Julius. You know I wouldn't stay behind when you need me. Help me up, Daisy.
I've got a feeling that from here on anything can happen.
Now, there's nothing to worry about, Daisy. Just Julius and I will drive the tank away and put it somewhere. You just watch for Colonel Fitz.
Well, what about seeing trouble?
Well, whistle three times like a signal.
I say
whistle. Well, then sing or do something. Julius and I inside the tank, and we'll keep in touch with you.
What in the world did you have to come up here for?
Well, to help you, Julius. Quickly, unpack the hatch. The top opens, just like a can of salmon.
Keep your eyes open, Daisy. Watch for Fitz. Oh, what a life. Look out, Billy. Now I'm going down inside.
Well, I'm going down inside.
No! You're stepping on my
head. I'm so sorry, Julius. And is it dark in here?
Now, we've got to work fast to find out how this thing operates.
Well, you see, there are some handles. Perhaps if we pull something or push.
Don't do that. That's the gun.
Oh, is it really? Will it shoot?
Don't touch anything.
No, all right.
How in the dickens
do
you start with
it? Well, maybe we could get someone to give us a push.
Oh, you couldn't push this thing with a 10-ton truck.
Wait, Julius, wait, there's a seat up there. Maybe that's where the driver sits.
Well, for the first time, you've got something. Now we're making progress. Look outside. See if this is coming.
I can't look out. There aren't any windows.
The slits in the side right there. Those are the seats.
Oh, the slits? Oh, I'll look. That's funny.
What do you see?
I see an eye.
Yes, an eye.
Is that you,
Mr. What's up with this Daisy looking in? Is there anyone out there, Daisy?
Not yet.
Oh, if I can just get this thing started.
Well, you just throw out the clutch and can't turn on the switch.
What switch? What clutch?
Well, there has to be a switch and a clutch. That's what the man said.
Oh, the man.
I'm coming,
Mr.
Jordan.
We're sunk. Who is it?
No, tell her to come right in, Daisy.
No, no, not that.
Julius, remember, never get excited in an emergency. Gussie can probably be a big help. After all, she did work in the shipyard.
Oh, no, no.
Gussie, come on in.
Hello, Julius. What's the trouble?
What's going on, Bill?
Well, we're having, sir, just a little trouble.
Oh, a little trouble, she said.
You see, I ordered a tank for Colonel Fitz, and they sent out a tank instead. So we're trying to start it so Julius can drive it and get it off Colonel Fitz long before he comes home. He might not understand.
Well, I'm not afraid of the old goat. If he said anything, I'd
fucking do something. You know how to run one of these things?
Well, I can sure try. All right. I'm
going
to see Julie, and I'll sit beside
you.
It'll be real cozy.
Now, don't get cozy.
This is Siri. On a permanent time, you better get going. Oh, Miss Ethel, I like it. He's coming, Julius.
Well, this does it. I knew in the beginning it would turn out like this.
Oh, goodness.
Three idiots sitting in a tank. Nowhere else in the world, and nobody else in the world could a thing like this happen.
Curious.
You put us in the food exactly. Probably put us in Leavenworth.
In Alphabet. If he sticks his head in, I'll hang one on
him. No, no.
Control yourself, Gussie. This is a despicable situation, one that calls for calmness and exposure.
Oh, I wish I was in Egypt.
Oh, no.
Oh, hello, Mr. I mean, Colonel Fitz. Surprise?
Oh, is that you,
sir? Yes, it's I, Colonel. Come in, won't you?
So you're here, sir.
We'll make something out of this, go away!
Only joking, Colonel Baldy, my goodness. This is my brother Julius, Colonel Fitz.
Pleased to make your acquaintance, Julius. You do have a most charming sister.
Well, thank you, Colonel. No doubt you were surprised to find a tank in your front yard, but you see, it was all...
Yes, I was a little surprised, naturally. Tell me, who owns it?
You do, Colonel.
I?
I didn't
order it.
Yes, but I ordered it for you. It really isn't much.
You ordered this just for me? Miss Burke, how did you know I spent all those years in the Armored Corps? I've always dreamed of having a tank all my very own, just to tinker with.
You mean you like this thing?
Please, this beautiful creature is not a thing.
Oh.
It is a masterpiece of steel, a joy to behold. Ah, this brings back such glorious memories. Is it mine, really?
It's yours, Colonel. Every sweet little rivet.
It's simply too good to be true. Hosanna! Come on, I'll take you all for a ride. It'll be just like the good old days.
You mean you can drive it?
With my eyes shut, my boy, with my eyes shut. You sit up here beside me, Miss Bird.
Oh.
Julius, you and Gussie can sit in the back.
Oh, Colonel. Oh, isn't this exciting? You're so clever, Colonel
Fitz. I'll show you how we used to drive tanks when I was in the Armored Corps. Hold on. Here we go.
Why, this is wonderful. It's just like driving in a cement mixer. Can you see where you're going, Colonel, through those little slips?
Certainly, but I don't have to see. I drive by feet.
Oh.
You don't have to worry anyway. A tank like this will smash down trees, smash anything.
Oh, not really.
And yes, and I love them. I'd rather drive a tank than anything on wheels.
Here, are you sure you'd rather drive this than anything on wheels?
Yes, it's the truth. Absolutely the truth.
Oh, well. I'm glad of that.
Why?
You just ran over your car.
In bygone days, there were people who claimed to be magicians. They compounded so-called magic powders that were supposed to do marvelous things for anyone who used them. Well, today, science has replaced these fakers. And science, backed by years of painstaking laboratory research and careful tests, has produced a powder that actually does do wonderful things for you, for your smile. Yes, Listerine Tooth Powder does a truly marvelous job of cleaning and polishing. Try this product of modern science for just 5 days and see what a job it does. Remember, no powder, not a single one, beats Listerine Tooth Powder for cleaning teeth.
Next
Saturday, remember, to have a little fun. There's a lining and a bright new life. President Truman and Secretary of Agriculture Anderson have requested that we give you this urgent message. Help send food to famine-stricken peoples abroad. Make contributions of cash and canned goods. Help save lives. The Billy Burke Show is produced by Axel Gruenberg. Today's story was written by Paul West. The part of Daisy is played by Lillian Randolph. Earl Ross is our Julius. Myra Marsh played Gussie Malone. And when not acting as your announcer, Marvin Miller was Colonel Fitz. Music is under the direction of Carl Bonowitz. Tune in again next Saturday when the makers of Listerine Toothpaste again present the Billy Burke Show. For the best in Saturday listening, don't miss Let's Pretend, the Billy Burke Show, and Armstrong Theater of Today. This is your announcer, Marvin Miller, reminding you...
Be kind to your smile, don't let it go to waste. Use a cleansing prescription, Listerine Toothpaste.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.